I am a British journalist, she said. Anything you do to this woman, I will report it. The military police were uncertain, so they called their commander. The commander came in a camouflage uniform and a red beret, with tribal scars on his cheeks. He looked at my deportation document, and he looked at me and Sarah and Charlie. He stood there for a long time, scratching his belly and nodding.
Why is the child dressed in this fashion? He said.
Sarah looked straight back at him. She said, the child believes he has special powers. The commander grinned.
Well, I am just a man, he said. I will not arrest any of you this time.
Everybody laughed, but the military police followed our taxi from the airport. I was very frightened, but Sarah gripped my hand. I will not leave you, she said. So long as Charlie and I are here, you are safe. The police waited outside our hotel. We stayed there for 2 weeks, and so did they. The window of our room looked out over Abuja. Tall buildings stretched back for miles, tall and clean, some covered in silver glass that reflected the long, straight boulevards. I watched the city as the sunset made the buildings glow red, and then I watched all night. I could not sleep. When the sun rose, it shone between the horizon and the base of the clouds. It blazed on the golden dome of the mosque, while the four tall towers were still lit up with electric lights. It was beautiful. Sarah came out onto the balcony of our room, and she found me standing there and staring. "This is your city," she said. "Are you proud?" I did not know such a thing existed in my country. I am still trying to feel that it is mine. I stood there all morning while the heat of the day grew stronger and the streets grew busy with car taxis and scooter taxis and walking sellers with their swaying racks of t-shirts and headscarves and medicine. Charlie sat inside, watching cartoons with the air conditioning on, and Sarah laid out all of Andrew's papers on a long, low table. On each pile of papers we placed a shoe or a lamp or a glass to stop them blowing in the breeze from the big mahogany fans that spun on the ceiling. Sarah explained how she was going to write the book that Andrew had been researching. "I need to collect more stories like yours," she said. "Do you think we can do that here, without going down to the south of the country?"